Welcome to the space show, Nick.
It's good to be speaking to you, Andrew.
We're at the Sydney Observatory. The building we're in is quite a fascinating building. It looks quite impressive from the outside. Is it protected by the National Trust, or has it got any particular architectural note?
Yes, it is a very significant building. It's one of the few buildings, few historic buildings in Sydney that is associated with science. It was built in 1858. In those days, the observatory was the main centre for scientific research in the state. It was the governor astronomer person in charge, was the main advisor for science to the government of the day. So it was quite an important establishment. In 1858, when the building was put up, they put up a very impressive building. It's an Italian Renaissance style, I've been told. It's the building is in has basically two sections. One part was the research part, was the observatory itself, and the other part was the residence. The governor astronomer actually lived in the building. So half was, and actually the place where we are is one of the bedrooms of the governor astronomer. And the other half was the research part where the research was carried out and where the telescopes were put up. The building was extended over the years, like any other building. As time goes on, there are other functions needed. So the building was extended over the years. One of the governor astronomers, H.C. Russell, was governor astronomer here from 1870 until 1905, was a very influential man. And he, because he was such an important person in the community, was successful in having the building extended a number of occasions. Both the residence part was extended, but so was the actual observatory side. One of the things they did, they put a new wing on to the observatory side and a new telescope dome. The reason that became that was important was because part of the view from the main dome, the original dome, was blocked up by the Time Ball Tower. The Time Ball Tower was actually built higher than originally specified, and it blocked off the view towards the east. So it was, this was highly inconvenient, and eventually in Russell's time, Russell managed to achieve the building of another dome with another telescope. So at that point, that problem could be avoided.
The site itself provides a magnificent view of the harbour. I'd suggest visitors come here just to admire the view, even if they can't actually come into the observatory. How did they actually get up to the observatory itself?
Right, it's we just need a rocks area in Sydney. That's the main tourist spot. I'm sure anybody visiting Sydney will come to the rocks area and look around all the historic buildings and the old pubs, and there are a number of museums and other historic buildings down there which are open to the public down in the rocks area. So from the rocks, it's only a few minutes walk. You walk up Argyle Street and then turn into Watson Road, and when you come to Watson Road, top Watson Road, you're a little bit puffed out and you take a break and you look around, and you'll see this building on top of the hill, and that's the observatory. It's quite obvious. There's a tower at the front and the time ball on top, and there are domes, the traditional shaped domes, round domes on parts of the building. This is quite obviously an observatory, and that's the place to come to.
What hours do you keep?
Right, we're open on weekends. We're open 10 to 5, so that's Saturday, Sunday. During the week, if it's school holidays, we're open again 10 to 5. If it's during school term, we're open from 2 to 5. The reason we're not open in the mornings is because we have to take school groups in the morning. So if there's any school teachers listening and bringing up a school group to Sydney, then they're certainly very welcome to book their group in for one of the morning tours. As well, obviously, as we've discussed, people can come at night. For night visits, people do have to make a booking in advance. They have to bring the observatory, give us hopefully a few days' notice, and we'll try and put them in for one of our evening tours.
Are there any charges to come in?
Not during the day, at least at the moment, we're still free during the day, so people can come in and walk around. So I think that represents one of the bargains, one of the best bargains in Sydney.
Not many bargains left in the world, are there?
No. But at night we do have a small a nominal charge, and that's $5 for adults or $2 for children. I think there's a family charge of $12.
Thanks for joining us tonight on The Space Show, Nick.
Pleasure talking to you, Andrew.